for the mom with her hands full and only a few minutes to spare here and there. Put your hand on your chest. Take a deep breath. You're doing better than you think you are. I want you to delight in these ordinary, often mundane days of motherhood, rooted in confidence about how you are raising and speaking to and nurturing your kids. Peace starts with you. So let's create peaceful safe havens for our kids to grow in. It's never too late, and the fact that you are here speaks volumes of the amazing mom that you are and desire to be. Hey everyone! Okay, today I have a super special guest. She is now one of my close friends, her and her husband. Her name is Sandy. Her husband's name is Wade. And she's a mentor in my business. I can't imagine life without her. And kind of recently, like within the last 9 months, she became a mom. And I feel like when she was sharing her postpartum journey, I could relate to it so much. And so I just felt like how valuable and how many people can relate to hers and my story. And I just figured having her on and just sharing like what she went through. And like, I got to watch like your transformation of like becoming a new mom and all the challenges and all the struggles. And you kind of like, we'll talk on this, but like, was there a transition period of like, how did you pull yourself out of that? And so maybe just tell me like when you, so tell me like a little bit about your little girl, how old she is. And then was motherhood and postpartum like what you imagined it to be like, or did you think it was going to be completely different and kind of was like shocked when she came out and, you know, your labor and birth experience?
Wow. Well, first of all, I just want to thank you, Brooklyn, so much for having me on. Like, I'm honored. When you texted me and you were like, I would love to have you be a guest on my podcast, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I would be so honored. And I love your podcast. I am so proud of you for putting this out there. I know you have a lot going on and it's easy to overthink putting something like this out there and think maybe you're not qualified or all the things. And like I always say, done is better than perfect. Like, I'm sure there's little mess ups that happen, but you still publish it. You still put it out there and you're helping so many people. And I'm so honored to be your first guest. So I want to start by saying thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I feel like showing up is just the battle. But when you can show up, it's like how many in 5 years we're going to look back and be like, what if I didn't ever do this? And so I really had to overcome like fears of being perfect and the idea of failure. You know, we're always all so fearful of failing or what other people are going to think. And I've had to really work through those feelings, which I know you on your podcast and in our businesses, like you can totally relate to that.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, to go back to your opening question. So motherhood has turned out in postpartum to be like, if I'm being completely honest, I didn't really put a lot of like, when I was pregnant, so much of my time and energy was on the birth. Like I was thinking about birth. Like I didn't really even digest like, what's my life going to be like once I have the human here? I was so focused on the act of birth that happened. That was just, you know, that's a few hours. Well, my birth was 48 hours, but of like transition period from pregnant to not pregnant. But I didn't honestly really think through like, what is my life going to be like? And I had heard of postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, baby blues. My mom had that. I watched my mom go through that with my little brother. So I knew what it was, but I honestly didn't even think at all that it would like affect me, but it really, really did. Like, I'm so grateful to be a mom. I love my daughter. She is like the greatest gift that's ever happened in my whole life. I'm so grateful. And I will say becoming a mom has stretched me in ways I didn't know that I could stretch. And it's been like the hardest, most challenging, beautiful journey of all. And I have to say, Brooklyn, like you are someone that I really, really, really admire as a mother. Like I watch how you mother those boys. I watch how you show up. I watch how you speak to them, how you so intentionally, you talk to them like they're adults. Like you don't baby them. Like I just love how you mother. It's so inspiring. So I'm so grateful to be on here. And yeah, did that kind of answer your question?
Yeah. I feel like you can't prepare for motherhood. Like you can read all the books and yes, it's so helpful. And I mean, when I had Dax, I did not prepare at all. I thought it was going to be butterflies and rainbows. I was expecting it to just be pure bliss, like Instagramming pictures, cuddles, like just all the things. And my, I can relate to your postpartum journey. Like I said, it was completely the opposite. I had postpartum depression. I had a hard time breastfeeding, which was, I think, a result of my birth and labor just being, I don't know if this is an extreme word for it, but it was pretty traumatic. Mm-hmm. And so I just like really struggled, and it probably took about 4 months for me to kind of like snap out of it. Mm-hmm. And you know, what's really cool though, is like, that was so hard and it stretched me so much. And I feel like it did, you know, I took the challenges from that and it made me a better mom, but then I had Jet. And I was more prepared and I had more support. I made sure I had a doula and I was able to have him naturally, no epidural, and which helped me with my milk supply. So a little backstory, I have type 1 diabetes and I have had a breast reduction. And so it was like one of my lactation consultant with Dax, my oldest, was like, you're probably never going to be able to fully nurse. And it literally just took the wind out of my sails. Before I had him, I was like hand expressing. And when I saw milk come out, I was like, yeah, like I thought that was the end of the story. Like I was going to be able to nurse and I was so happy. So when I wasn't, I was just very like heartbroken. I had a lot of mom guilt. Mm-hmm. And I went to this, Christmas conference, or I don't know, it was at a church. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Jana Elvira. And she was the main stage speaker and she was speaking in the middle. She'd play a song on her guitar and then speak. And it took me out of this place of being depressed and feeling so guilty. So part of her story is her daughter, I don't know if it's her oldest or middle, but anyways, they were at a stoplight and she went down to pick something up and ended up thinking the light was green and ran the red light and her daughter died. I have full body chills right now. And I don't something. And she was able to just share it in the most graceful. She was a believer and she had so much grace for herself. And it took this like weight that I had felt on my shoulders from not being able to nurse my, you know, Dax, and to just feeling like I was just failing as a mom. And it just lifted it right off. And from 4 months on, I was able to enjoy him and just embrace motherhood. But I'm so glad that I was there. And so I feel like this motherhood is a journey, you know, yes. I started with Dax and it was hard. And then I had Jet and it was easier. And then with Kai, it was even easier. I didn't even need a doula. And so, yeah, so I feel like it's like a journey. So, okay. Yes. Tell me, was there like a transition? Because I watched you shared it so openly and honest on your social media. Mm-hmm. And I could just see, and it's almost like from the outside watching in it, I knew there was like, I could text you and just tell you like, hey, I think I did multiple times. Like I can relate to how you're feeling. I was right there. What was the moment where you were just like, okay, something's got to change, or did something happen that kind of, cause there was almost not like a flip switch, right? Or did you feel kind of like it was like a flip switch where you were like, okay, I got to pull myself out of this. And I know a lot of, and I don't know if you feel comfortable sharing this, but I feel like a lot of the hard part of your first couple of months postpartum was like your mom wasn't there. And I feel like that's like a huge part of, you know, that's when you wanted her the most and needed her the most. And if you don't feel comfortable sharing, that is totally fine.
Yeah. It's so wild. Like when I'm totally getting emotional, when you like birth a baby, like you also birth yourself as a mother. Right. So I always just thought of it as, okay, like I'm having a baby, but I didn't think of, I'm also birthing a new identity of Sandy. Like I've always only known Sandy as the daughter, as the friend, as the sister. I never knew Sandy as mother.
I have full body chills.
Oh my God. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm responsible for this human being. Like no one's going to come in and breastfeed her or be up with her in the night. Like that's me. And so, it was just shocking going from like, really not having, I don't want to say not having a lot of responsibilities, but you realize once you become a parent, like almost how selfish you were before. And I don't mean selfish in like a negative way, but just like how much freedom you had with your time. And then when you become a mom, you realize like, wow, like everything could go not as planned in any given day because my number one priority is my baby and things don't go as planned. Right. But yeah, the hard part for me really, and I didn't see this coming, but becoming a mom really rebirthed all my grief of losing my mom almost 10 years ago. And I've done so much grief therapy. I've done so much work to, I don't want to say like heal that because I don't think I'll ever be okay, honestly, from not having my mom here anymore, but it was like rebirthed in me. Like, because when you become a new mom, at least for me, like all I wanted was my mom. Like, I just wanted to be like, what was it like at this stage for you? Like, how did you feel? Like, I wanted to be like, am I breastfeeding okay? Like, what am I doing? Like, can you come over? I need a nap. Like, I wanted all that. And I just realized like how lonely I felt. Like, although I have an amazing husband and I have an amazing sister and I love my dad and my brother, I have great family, I have great friends. I just felt so alone and I felt so like scared and like unworthy and like incapable. And just, I had this newfound like appreciation for my mom. And I wanted to like, just look at her and be like, I'm sorry for not appreciating you more and for like making mean comments or anything I ever said that was just like naive because I didn't get it, you know? And so, the first 3 months I would say was like, I don't really remember a lot of it, of my postpartum journey. Like I look back at pictures, but it was just like, it felt very lonely, you know? And, it was like a combination of things. I'm actually about to come out with a 7-part series on my podcast. You guys can find it on Apple. It's called Getting Magnetic with Sandy and Wade. But the first one is going to be like kind of my birth story. The second one is going to be an interview with my midwife. The third one's an interview with my postpartum doula. I kind of go through like all the steps of like how I got to where I am now, because now 9 months postpartum, I'm sure I'm still dealing with things, but I really feel like I'm back to core Sandy again, but it was a journey. It was a journey. Yeah. And, I don't know if there was like a moment that like switched for me, but I really had to honor that. Like I wasn't okay. I just had to like for me, like, yes. I think it was like day 3 after having my baby, there was like, it was like when my milk came in, like there was an insane hormone drop. And I don't know, like I had like an insane mood swing that day. And I went on my stories. It's actually still on my Instagram page as a highlight. And I just was like sobbing my eyes out. And I was like, I'm not okay. No one can come over to my house. No, you cannot come cuddle the baby. Like I just like laid it out there because I was sick of people being like, why haven't you responded? Like, when can I come see the baby? Like making it all about them. I'm like, I just got ripped in half. Like I've been awake for 4 days straight. Like everything in my body hurts. This isn't about you. Like I'm grieving, I'm hurting, I'm sad, I'm confused, I'm exhausted. Like, and so I had to have that really clear boundary of like, this isn't about anyone but me and my nuclear family. And so I really had to honor, like, it's kind of awkward to be like, we're not accepting visitors right now, but I had to draw that line of being like, outside of like immediate family or someone that feels like a safe place, I can't really have different energies coming in and out of my house right now. And so I really like had to honor that. And actually after I posted that story, I got like hundreds of messages and I started getting so overwhelmed by so many people being like, I felt like this, it's normal. Or some people being like, wow, like it's bummer you're not like, you know, more positive. You just had a baby, be grateful. Like people saying stuff like that. And I was like, okay, I can't handle this. And I went dark and I literally turned off social media for 3 months, which is like not like me. Like you and I love sharing our life on social media. We love keeping it open.
But you needed it. And did it help?
Oh my gosh. Yes. And I know that's not for everyone, but for me, I was like, I can't compare myself to other people that are a week postpartum that are like at the farm with their kid. Like, I'm like, I can't even get out of bed. Like I literally didn't leave my bedroom for 9 days at all. Like Wade brought every meal to my bedside. He'd like carry me to the toilet. Like I was like limping around. Like it was so raw. Like it was the most primal experience of my life. Like truly like animalistic. Like I didn't even know that version of Sandy. And I'm so grateful for it. Like, I'm excited to have more babies when that time, you know, comes for us. But yeah, like I just had to go inward. Like I envision it like a cocoon. Like I had to go totally back in and address like a lot of like childhood hurts and wounds and just let myself feel and cry. And I honestly sobbed in the shower like every single day for the first like 3 months of being a mom.
I feel like that also, you recognizing, even if it took a couple days or a couple weeks, you recognizing your need for that and your ability to honor that had to come from the personal growth and mindset work you've already done leading up to it.
Totally. Like I'm so grateful for the time and space in which I became a mother. I think everything happens like in the right timing. If I became a mother, like personally, if I became a mother like 5+ years ago, I would not have had the tools or been equipped to like, and it was still hard, even with all the personal growth, you know, but like, yeah,
it would have been a completely different story and you would have made it through. But how like beneficial all that is. And then going back, like, I feel like so many people can relate to, even whether they don't have their mom or they maybe have their mom, but she's not involved. Like how many girls out there that are going to listen to this can relate to that. And just to like hear those words and just know that they're not alone. And like, now that you're a mom, you can see, like you were saying, how you like beat yourself up for like having snarky remarks or saying things that you wish you didn't. Like, okay, now you're a mom, you realize how much grace she like has for you and had for you. Like such a cool, like you don't realize that. Like my mom and dad always say like, I love you more. And I'm like, no, I love you more. And now that I'm a mom, I'm like, that's impossible. Like I literally could not possibly love them more than they love me. And so it's just cool. Like now that you're a mom, you can just understand that she like doesn't even, you know what I mean? Like that didn't even faze her. Like when my boys say like, I hate you, or, you know, that's very rare, but I'm like, I know in my head, like they don't mean that. Maybe I did something that they didn't like. And I tell them, I don't even address that they said that. I just said, hey, even if you hated me, even if you didn't love me or didn't want to be around me, I still love you unconditionally. And I feel like it's just so cool to not put that pressure on our kids, like letting them feel like, obviously we don't want them running around telling people that they hate them, but that's so rare. And I know that it's like not, you know, they don't mean it. And so,
you have a whole new understanding and appreciation and like love for your parents and just generationally your parents' parents, like everything it took for you to be here. Once you become a mom, you're just like, wow, I was just living in my bubble, but there's so much more to life.
And just think like how many more resources, I think sometimes it can be overwhelming and maybe not beneficial, but we have so many resources, like gentle, positive parenting. We just have knowledge at our fingertips, which sometimes can be harmful. But like we have so much more resources than our parents even had. And so being able to give them grace of them, they did the best that they could. So, I just love like that part thing. So thankful that you could share that and just be vulnerable and raw and honest. I feel like it really resonates with a lot of people, even if their story isn't exactly the same.
And you know, something I want to highlight too, is like, I've done a lot of work to be a very, like, I've had a lot of trauma and there's been a lot of stuff that's happened in my life and childhood stuff. Like I'm really focused on like healing those wounds and like burying those generational curses, that like a lot of that stuff will never, my daughter and my future children will never know the pains that, you know, I went through. And so I think of myself as a very positive person. And so I honestly didn't think I would be affected by postpartum, because I'm like, I've done so much work. I'm not my mom. I don't have, you know, some of the mental issues that she had, like, I'm going to be fine. And so I thought like, okay, I've done so much work. I've read all the books. I listened to all the podcasts. I surround myself with amazing moms like you, like I'm going to be good. Like, I didn't even think it was a possibility that I would be affected. Cause I knew like, okay, I know what I can do to like maybe prevent some of the stuff. And it was like, no, I just had to lean into it and feel it and just be like, this is this chapter that I'm in right now. So for anyone listening, like, I want you to just embrace wherever you're at and know, like whatever you're going through and your journey, like it's exactly where you need to be and you're not alone. And I do think we all need to like share more about the realness, the rawness, even if you're still in the thick of it and you don't know how to get out of it, like the more you share that, the more the right people and resources and things will show up for you where you feel like you can start coming out of that.
And just being okay with not being okay. And I feel like that's the sad thing about social media, is a lot of people, I would say majority of people, are showing up in this perfection way and they feel like they have to show up and have it all together. And I feel like what people don't realize is when you show up real and raw and honest, that's when people connect with you. That's when people start trusting you and following you and want to be like more, you know, engaged with you on this podcast. Because social media is hard. It's not in person. Nothing will ever replace in person, but it also is really cool.
Yeah.
So, okay. I know we want to keep this like not super long, but I want to know, and I know this isn't going to work for everybody, but I feel like hearing different people's, you know, ways can be helpful. Like, okay, you're at like rock bottom and you're just feeling like, oh, I feel like not myself. What did you do to like get out, to pick yourself out? Was it a gradual process? Was it like, okay, I woke up one morning and I was like, I remember you saying like, okay, like it seemed like you woke up one morning and we're just like, okay, I'm going to start eating this way and getting active and reading. But I mean, that might've been a more gradual process that, you know, we didn't see.
Yeah. I don't think it was like a one day switch. I think it was like this beautiful combination of like different things that I was like, they were layering on, but it honestly, like, I know so much about nutrition and health and all those things, but I had kind of like in first newborn mm-hmm. days, like you're up literally all hours of the night. It'd be like 2 a.m. I'm like, Wade, heat me up some beef.
I remember one night with, I think it was Jetty. Like, I was like, I'm going to make these 3 a.m. wake ups like enjoyable. So I had my phone, I was shopping online. I had a bowl of popcorn at 3 a.m. Like, yes, I get it. I was there.
Yes. So that fourth meal of the day was at like 2 to 3 in the morning. And it was usually something super hearty, like beef stew with like a lot of potatoes, like really salty. Like that's what my body was craving, like warm food. And a couple months into that, like postpartum, I'm like, dude, and I am not one to be like, you know, get your body back, or like, I can't wait to start, you know, like working out again, or get to a place where you can be intimate with your husband again, like at that 6 week mark or blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't follow that. Like, I'm like, I'm going to get back into things when it feels organic and right to me and my body. But about 2 months after having her, I think it was like January, which there was probably something that played in with like the new year and all that. I was like, okay, I need to dial it in. Like, I don't feel good. And I know so much of that has to do with like how I'm fueling my body. And I am like the snack queen. I'm eating a whole bag of popcorn. I'm eating beef stew. Like, I'm treating myself like constantly. And so I was like, it's not by any means a diet, but I was like, I'm going to really like focus on intuitive eating and intentionally eating, like not just because something sounds good, but because like, I only really like, I don't know, like being mindful about what I was putting in my body. So it started with that. It started with like being more intentional about my eating and following like a program, which it's like, that's what we do. We help people with that. But like, sometimes when it's almost like when you know too much, it's easy to kind of like ignore it, I guess. So yeah.
And you're like, I could start this at any time. Like, I'll start in a month, or, you know, I deserve to, but reminding ourselves like what we eat affects how we feel and our mood and even anxiety and like depression and all these things. And so it 100% could be that little thing that just changed, or, you know, changed the snowball effect of where you were going, or kind of like the trajectory of the next few months.
Yes. So it started with that. And then, it was a few different things. Wade jokes that I had like a SWAT team of help that like aided in me getting back to Sandy. But, and I'm so grateful like to, you know, have the resources and access to help. Right. But I think having a postpartum doula like was a huge game changer for me. She helped me process my birth. She would come over. She came over like a few days post birth. And I think for like 4 hours, we talked about my birth and processed it. And I was sobbing my eyes out. And I was just like, I am grateful my baby is here and safe. And that's all that matters. But why do I have so much shame that my home birth didn't end up a home birth? Like, I transferred to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then I had all this shame of, I'm not good enough. I can't do what other women can do. I ended up giving birth at the hospital. Like, your dream, you know, you were the queen of positivity. And if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. And if you, you know, I'm like so big on like affirmations and visualization. And so because I'd seen it so clearly in my mind, like I saw myself giving birth to my baby in my bedroom 1,000 times over, like it was a done deal. I was convinced it was happening. And so when it didn't, it made me question like everything, like, crap, am I as strong as I think I am? Mm-hmm. Like, am I, like all this toxic stuff. So I think my postpartum doula helped me a lot, and she would come over a couple times a week. She'd bring me warm meals. It was on my meal train. So if people were like, what can I do to help? I'm like, you can't come see the baby, but if you want to help in any way, here's my meal train. And so Wade and I had a warm lunch or breakfast brought to us for 37 days in a row. We did not cook anything. People brought us warm meals, or they'd, you know, purchase them from her and she'd come drop them off. And she'd come in that day and be like, what does mama need today? Like, she wasn't here for the baby. She was here for me. And she would massage me. We did vaginal steams, which, like, you know, is herbs that kind of helps everything.
I saw that on yours. Yeah.
Yeah. There was so many cool little like things that she did. And she taught me so much about the fourth trimester, the first 40 days, honoring your body, that whole healing process. So I feel like she honestly played a huge role in my healing, and just like honoring, that the transition period of stepping into motherhood can be really hard, you know? And the biggest thing I learned from her, like not the biggest thing, but I don't know, like this realization moment, she was like, Sandy, the way your baby comes into the world is teaching you how to mother them. So your daughter coming into the world, you know, a 48-hour birth, like not like starting at home the first 26 hours, the next 23 hours at the hospital, everything kind of going differently than you anticipated. That was her saying, hey, mama, in this life, you're going to have to be patient with me and you're going to have to be flexible. And those are two things she taught me right away, because I'm very type A. I like to be in control. I like to be the boss. I like to like navigate how things are going to go. And she taught me right away, like, that's not how this is going to go. So she just helped me process a lot of that and like make me feel and know that it's okay to not be okay.
And so much wisdom, like just to be able to like, even though you probably would have grasped that at some point, like for her to be able to take that and tell you, and then you be able to remind yourself every time you felt like defeated from not being able to do your home birth, you're like, no, like I'm already learning as a mom, I'm already growing. And I can relate a lot to my doula with Jet. So Dax didn't have a doula. Jed, I had a doula. She helped me in so many ways. She also helped me. She's a lactation consultant. And so when I was still thinking I wasn't going to be able to nurse, I nursed Jet until he was a year old and he weaned himself. And then Kai, I literally just stopped nursing him. And so from going from Dax and having the lactation consultant in the hospital tell me you're never probably going to be able to, I know she was just trying to set me up for like not feeling like a failure, but also took the wind out of my sails. And then when he was struggling, I just immediately was like, well, fed is best, you know, and it is true. And I feel like that's a huge part of like, I feel like so many moms feel defeated if they can't nurse. Yes. And Dax is the most healthy, strong, energetic, amazing kid. And so, there was a point where I thought like, he's going to be not as happy as other kids. He's not going to be as healthy. And so just having to like go through that. So maybe like another mom that had to go through that and was feeling defeated and guilty can have that reassurance. I just needed someone to tell me he was going to be happy. He was going to be healthy. He was going to be fine. An amazing yes. human being. Yes. Literally the thoughts you think, like the hormones and everything that's, you know, happening in your body after giving birth is crazy. Tell me what you're going to say. And then we'll wrap it up with.
I was going to say with the breastfeeding thing, that is something that I had no idea would be such a journey. Like I wish, if someone's listening to this and you're not a mom yet, maybe you're pregnant or you want to be a mom one day. This isn't like a scary thing. I'm not like warning you, but I just really wish someone clearly like looked at me and told me like, Sandy, breastfeeding is one of the most beautiful and amazing parts of motherhood if you can have that journey. And it's also one of the hardest things. It is so time consuming. It is so exhausting. It goes up and down with your milk supply. You don't know what to expect. And then when my milk supply would dip, like when I started my period again, postpartum, my milk supply dipped. And then I went through this like 2-week dark shame cloud period of life of feeling like I'm not giving her what she needs. Like I'm not. And then I had all this shame about starting to like research formula and what formula would I give her. And there was a couple weeks where we did give her formula and then my supply came back. And then it was like this whole thing. And then I was like so secretive about ever telling anyone that I gave formula because I didn't want judgment of other people being like, oh, breast is best and blah, blah, blah. And making me feel like I'm not adequate enough. And it's like all this like crazy stuff that you just think like before
in survival mode, you're like, yeah, you're just you want the best for your baby. And it's just like, you're in survival mode. It's like, and you just have to go through that. You just have to like go through it. And it's so crazy. We let other people's opinions and what we're worried what they're going to think affect how we show up. But when we can let that go and realize that, like, if we're living by like the fear of what other people think, like, are we even really living?
Totally. You know? Yes. I love that you just said that. That's so true. Yeah. So, I feel you on that. It's quite a journey.
So let's wrap this up with, tell me about your happiness series. I know that wasn't like, or maybe it was like a direct effect from having a baby, but I feel like that kind of happened after you kind of went through this transformation of like, okay, I'm picking myself up. I'm at rock bottom. I'm picking myself up. And it's like, after you did all that and you kind of came into this, like, okay, Sandy is back and better and different and changed. And you did this happiness series. And I know that I can't remember if you told me or someone else told me, like, you were like, Wade should do this. Not me. I'm not naturally, you tell me more about it.
Yes. So I did this, I guess, I don't know if I should call it a challenge or what it was, but it was like 10 days of happiness. And you guys can find it on my Instagram. My handle is at SandyClaus7. It's also on my YouTube channel. It's like on a playlist. So you can find them all in order.
I'll link your Instagram and your podcast in the show notes.
Perfect. So for anyone that's seeking more happiness in life, even if you're already happy, like I'd love for you to go through this challenge. So what it was every day for 10 days in a row, I dropped a video that was 3 to 5 minutes on kind of my journey, like throughout my life of what I've done to become a happier human. And it's been a journey, right? And when I first, like, actually my business coach challenged me to do that series, I was like, why would I do that? Like, happiness has been a journey for me. Like, it has not always come easy. I've had to overcome a lot of stuff. I've dealt with a lot of anxiety and depression in my life. I've gone to so much therapy. I've been on anti-anxiety meds. I've been on antidepressants. Like, I've had to work very hard to be happy. My husband should do it. Wade, he's always happy. And my coach was like, Sandy, the reason you need to be the one to do this is because it hasn't come easy to you. And like, it's been a journey and you can help so many people. Like, Wade's naturally wired that way. So it's like, it's just like not relatable, but it's relatable because it's been something that you've had to like fight for. And so I was like, okay. And so super scared to do it because I'm like, what are people going to think of me? I'm rolling out these videos. It was a lot of buildup for it. Like, and it was like every day it was posted on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I had like so much energy put into this whole series. And there was a lot of like thought that went into it. And so I had this whole imposter syndrome, kind of like I think you did about starting this podcast at first, about who am I to do this? What if people are like, so does this woman have a PhD or is she a psychologist or what makes her qualified to talk about happiness? Like, I had all these like feelings of what if people are like, what is Sandy trying to do? I was really scared to put it out there. But I did. And you guys can go back and see, like, the videos have hundreds and hundreds of comments. Like, the whole series got tens and thousands of reshares, comments. Like, it was overwhelming in the best way of how many people, and they were, I thought, pretty simple things, the 10 days of happiness. But if like people really apply that, I really believe that if you take, even if you take just a few nuggets of it, that it will increase your happiness. And that was really my mission in it, was I just want to help people be happier. I want to help anyone that maybe feels like they don't have hope, or like they want to be happier, or they want to have more joy in their life, that if they make some tweaks and if they're mindful about this and they're intentional about like how they spend their days, how they wake up, what are the first things they do in the day? How do they, what do they do before they go to bed? Like, how do they live? How do they show up, that they could be happier? So yeah, I invite you guys to go check it out. It was a really fun thing to do. And at the end of it, actually, I did like a live webinar with two other people, and it's recorded. So that's also on the YouTube, but it was cool to kind of like conclude the whole thing. And yeah, it was definitely took me out of my comfort zone, but I'm glad that I did it.
I feel like how many people like, just like, even the, I feel like I'm more so like Wade, like it just comes natural to me most of the time, not always, but I'm like, I could use more happy. I mean, who could not use more happiness? Yeah. And I just feel like as moms, you know, being happy and joyful and even being purpose-filled, like having our kids see that in us is like the best, one of the best gifts we can give them. Yes. I feel like it changes how they show up in the world and how they approach life and how they view life. Like, when you're showing up more joyful and more happy, it's like, I mean, I go outside and I see the sunset and I'm just like, thank you, Jesus. Like, and the boys have started going out and Jet will run in, mom, look at the sunset. And he'll run out and he'll say, thank you, Jesus. And it's just like, you're, what do we always say? More is caught than taught. Mm. And when you're happy and joyful, and not that and for you, like, that doesn't come natural, but you weren't going to use that as an excuse of like, I'm not going to show up in this world happy and joyful. Like, I'm going to figure out what I need to do. And I heard this really cool thing, and they were talking about mom guilt. And the girl said, like, I thought of this, like, she's like, I don't know if I invented this, but she's like, I thought of this novel idea of when I have mom guilt of like, so she gave an example, like, I'm sitting on the couch and I'm watching my kids play and I have mom guilt that I'm not over there playing with them. She's like, I just get up and I go play with them. Or like, maybe they're already in bed. Well, and I have mom guilt that I didn't play with them enough. She's like, well, then I plan things to do the next day that made me more engaged with them, or I'm having mom guilt that they're not brushing their teeth enough. She goes, I don't even brush my teeth 2 times a day sometimes. She goes, well, then I go get their toothbrushes and I have them brush their teeth. So instead of sitting in that space and dwelling on the mom guilt, it's like, whatever you're feeling mom guilt about, like nip it in the butt and go change something. And yeah. So I just love that you, I feel like from the outside looking in, you exude happiness. And so I love that you got on there and you shared, hey, this doesn't necessarily come natural for me. So, okay. Any other thing you want to add just that has to do with motherhood, or maybe like a good tip someone's given you? I feel like you've already given so many like just like nuggets and just like so relatable. I feel like just listening to this, and I have a lot of people that listen that aren't even moms yet. And I wish that I would have done more like research as far as like gentle and positive parenting before I became a mom. It was kind of like a God-given gut instinct, like that just came. And then that started my like wanting to like learn more about it. And it just grew from there. But man, I wish there's so many incredible books that I'm like, I wish I would have read this before I became a mom, just kind of prepared. I know you can't ever really prepare for motherhood.
Yeah.
You have to just do it and go through it and go through all those crazy ups and downs and the roller coaster of it all.
Yeah.
But yeah, is there anything you want to add? I feel like if not, that's fine. I feel like you already, it was so valuable, everything you shared.
Thank you so much for having me on. I would just say, honestly, like, trust your intuition, like your gut. Like I remember when we came home from the hospital, like people start, like at first I felt the pressure of like, okay, so I should start like coordinating and responding to every single text. I had 700 text messages when we got home from the hospital. Do you know how much anxiety that gave me? I had so much anxiety that I need to respond to everyone, send a picture, set up a time for people to come over. And then I was like, you know what? My instincts, even though this is not popular, my instincts are telling me that this is not going to be good for anybody. And that I just need to say, we're not taking visitors right now. And I got some judgment for that or whatever. But my tip to you, in whatever stage of motherhood you are in, if you have that little tug, like in your tummy, you know what I'm talking about. When you're like, I'm not sure about this. If it's not a full body yes, it's a no. And you don't need to say why. That's the biggest thing I feel like I've learned. It's not, oh, we're not doing this and this is why. It's just, we're not doing this, period. And just trusting your gut. So I feel like that would be my tip.
I love that. Thank you so much. I'm going to link your Instagram, your podcast, anything else. We'll get it linked in the show notes. That way you guys can follow Sandy and her journey. Her daughter is, I don't know if you said this in the beginning, she's 9 months old. Yeah. And her and Wade, they work together and they work from home. And it's just so fun to watch you guys travel and you take her everywhere. And she's just like immersed in this like go with the flow lifestyle, surrounded by the most amazing community. And it's pretty fun to watch.
I love you.
Thank you so much for, you're so welcome. Thank you. When I asked you and you said, oh my gosh, I'd feel honored. I'm like, what? Like, I'm like a newbie at all this. But yeah, I appreciate you and I love you. And I just am so thankful.
I love you too.
All right, you guys, thank you for joining us.
Bye.